USA News update. About 10,000 people who work for Microsoft are about to learn they no longer work for Microsoft. That's about 5% of its workforce. Also word that Amazon will begin another round of layoffs starting today, as many as 18,000. Protesters in New York City are demanding that Homeland Security revoke the passport of embattled freshman Congressman George Santos.
We believe that an indictment of George Santos is not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
Because of that, Nassau County, New York legislator John LaFazen believes Santos is a flight risk. The Albuquerque, New Mexico man accused of hiring men to shoot at the homes of some local Democrat officials is due in court this afternoon. Solomon Pena, a failed Republican candidate for the state house, faces a long list of charges involving those shootings in which nobody was hurt. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.